El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a weekly column for a goddamn website I don't work for anymore, and I would call that column Unpopular Opinion. Actually, I didn't. I called it People vs. Adam Todd Brown. You know what? Fuck this part of the intro, right? Joining me today, she is one of the hosts of the fantastic podcast and live show, Facial Recognition Comedy. She's also sometimes my co-host on Conspiracy the Show, which you can hear right here on the Unpops Podcast Network. Check it out sometime. Ladies and gentlemen, Fizza Dasani also joining me. Goddamn, we have a packed house. One, she's also sometimes my co-host on Conspiracy the Show and a fantastic comic named Laura Crawford. And he hosts a podcast on the network called Bleak and Review that you can hear every goddamn Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Crawford and Kevin Anderson. It's going to be a great show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me as co-host today, I don't have a goddamn co-host. Whoa. I just have a room full of guests.
Hell yeah.
So many guests. There are so many people here. Fizza Dasani is here.
Thanks for having me. Here I am.
My sometime co-host on Conspiracy
the
Show.
Yeah, we're into that. I'm into it.
We're into that.
We're taking down the New World Order.
Yeah.
One episode at a time.
But one reptilian at a time.
You know, I'm not going to, I don't know if I can take the stance of taking down. I'm just sort of like an observer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking it down.
Yeah.
You're like the watcher, right? You can't, you're
really
intervening.
We're going to fucking.
But I thought we're also trying to join the Illuminati. So.
Well, yeah, obviously. That's always been the ultimate goal, is to join the Illuminati.
They do have the best parking spaces for members.
I'm sure they do. That's true. That was.
Wow. Took the air out of the room.
That was Laura Crawford, also my sometime co-host on Conspiracy the Show.
Hey, fam.
We are currently working our way through Ancient Aliens.
The 14-season program, Ancient Aliens.
Got about 45 minutes into the first episode and realized this is some white supremacy shit.
Oh, it took us not very long. Yeah.
Yeah. That did not take long to bear itself.
Yeah,
rear its ugly
head. Quit making fun of me, Kevin. I tripped up on my words. Hey, that's Kevin Anderson.
Hey, not an occasional co-host of Conspiracy the Show.
That's right, but you do have a podcast on the network.
Sure do.
I thought you were going to say, but you do have a hemorrhoid.
He does have a hemorrhoid.
That's what my podcast is all about. It's very new.
That's what he's hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
He's hosting this bulbous growth on your butt.
Ever since Matt Brousseau left Bleak and Review, we've made some changes to the show's format. It's mostly about my asshole.
Mostly
now.
About your hemorrhoid now?
Yeah.
Do you want to, how have you been? Do you want to tell us about your hemorrhoid? Anything like that?
Oh, is it the preamble not gonna make it into the final cut?
I don't know. Yeah, just run
it's
through.
It's fine.
Hit a breath. You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life, when all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. And that's why we call this segment This Week in Me.
You actually got me with it this time. Like, I wasn't.
Well, because I haven't done this in such a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm nowhere near the soundboard, or am I?
Oh, technology.
Right?
Fucking love it.
Have we ever done this when you've been? We didn't do this the first time you were on. It's a very jarring experience.
This is also the longest version of this that we've done, I think.
I just put it back on the soundboard. Took some creative liberties, baby.
Hell yeah.
Oh, can we see the chat?
Yes, we can. Let's see what these motherfuckers have to say. We're live streaming this episode. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can watch us record these episodes. We finally got our live streaming issues worked out. We have a camera that sort of works. Works good enough.
God bless.
And I don't have to do shit but turn it on.
I'm so glad somebody caught my Uatu the Watcher reference from earlier. Nobody here acknowledged it, but Joel's my boy. What up, Joel?
I'm going to edit that out.
It never happened. We're going to airbrush you out of photos.
Fuck yeah.
So this
we're just going to leave your hemorrhoid.
This is a very special listener appreciation episode of Unpopular Opinion. And what I mean by that is none of us have any opinions to talk about.
No, certainly
so we're
not.
Just
talking about listener opinions. I mean, maybe we do, but ours are the good ones. We have to save those.
We'll have some opinions about opinions that are going to come.
We'll definitely
up for sure.
have some opinions.
That's not what this episode is about. This episode's about the, I'm just saying, like, no, this is not, I'm not correcting.
All right, take it all time.
I'm sorry to take a stern tone as a lady, you know.
It is very threatening to my masculinity.
Thank you for apologizing.
Smiling enough when I said that. This episode's about the people.
Yeah, you should smile a little more. Yeah,
I
think.
I was shooting something yesterday, and that was my biggest note all day.
A smile more.
Look, yeah.
It's rough. That's rough.
Give us a smile.
Oh well, you know, Adam. They say opinions are like assholes.
Kevin's got a fucked up one.
Kevin's is bleeding.
I want to lick your opinions.
Gross.
I will quote my own stand-up for this show. I am that fucking lazy.
So we're going to be talking about... I realize I haven't done this in several episodes, but if you have an opinion you want us to share on the show, send it to opinions@unpops.com.
Couldn't be easier, folks.
Great Googly says my opinions suck, though. And that's never been a requirement that your opinions not suck to get featured on here.
Yeah, yeah. They can be terrible opinions. We've had some terrible opinions on here before.
Yeah.
We might have some terrible opinions today.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Sky's the limit.
Don't hold yourself back because of stupid issues like quality.
If that were the case, none of us would be here today.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
One thing I should do before we get started, I forgot to do this the past couple weeks, our $50 subscribers, Kaisel Borski, Ann Banks, and Rebecca Stewart, shout out to you. Thank you. Yay. For giving us more money than most people give us.
I follow Kai. I think Kai follows me as well. Love Kai. Perfect human.
I follow and have met all of those people in real life.
I've met the one that's from the furthest away.
Better.
That's it.
And, really?
And yes, Ann and I, we're Facebook friends. And Twitter friends, probably.
Nice.
She came to the first ever Townies.
Oh, very nice.
That show doesn't exist anymore.
Where does she live?
I was getting this wrong.
Far?
I think I got it. Hold on.
Is she from far?
Is she from far?
Is
Norway,
she from
right?
Far?
Norway.
Holy Moses, that is far. I thought you were going to say, like, Pacoima.
She came to Townies from Norway?
Specifically just to go to Skip Town Playhouse. Yeah, it was crazy.
Holy shit. And join Scientology.
Yeah, well, you got it.
Was the mic working?
That time, surprisingly, yes.
Did you have an earpiece for hearing people with hearing disabilities?
Oh,
that's an inside joke, everybody. You don't care.
The LA comedy scene. And Rebecca, great person, too, I'm sure.
Rebecca's great. Rebecca was on, I think she was on an episode of Unpops, if I recall correctly. Yeah. Anyone remember that?
I don't listen to the show.
I don't either.
I don't own a computer.
I don't listen to podcasts.
I really don't.
I like books.
I'm not here right now.
None of us are here. This is all happening
in
the past. So should we get to the first listener opinion?
Let's get to the mailbag.
Does anyone have opinions on politics? Let's see.
Love them.
Hey, Adam. So Bernie Sanders is fucking ancient. If I was a Democrat voter in the U.S., I would be very concerned about a Bernie Sanders vote during the primaries. If he is elected, he is going to die in office.
That sounds like a threat.
I know. It's like a promise.
Yeah.
As God is my witness.
Someone's going to isolate that and send it to the Secret Service. I'm going to have to fucking answer those questions for 2 weeks. So who is going to be president when that happens? He needs to announce his running mate fairly early if he's going for the Democrat ticket. If I was an opponent of his in the primaries, I would point out the fact that he will be 78 years old in January 2021 and 82 by the end of his first term. If he doesn't announce, don't vote for him. He could have a really problematic running mate. You don't know. Fucker is old.
All right. I don't think that's very old for a president, actually. I just think Bernie doesn't dye his hair. He's not Reagan.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up these presidential ages.
Well, Trump was
the oldest.
The oldest president ever elected.
Yep. Trump's the oldest.
And he's kicking.
Yeah.
I mean, cocaine helps, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, he's on Adderall.
I know he is, but does that help you live longer? I don't think so.
I mean, it helps you look like you're alive until you're not.
Well, I just love this thing that he says that he's going to die in office. I'm sorry, Mel Brooks is still alive.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter's still alive.
Dude, look at this shit. Biden is 76, Bernie is 78. It's just like Bernie just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a PR issue.
Yeah. He's an
pretty much.
He's an older man from Vermont. He's not going to try to put on airs to look fancy.
But I'm feeling it. I like that. I like the realness. He's like,
I'm going to put on my clean pair of white New Balances for this one.
Trump
not
is
the
73.
Ones I mowed the lawn in.
Trump is 73.
Yeah, he's old as shit.
Yeah.
Old as as the hills.
So they're all generally the same fucking age.
Yeah.
Like, who cares at that point?
I like Trump 73, yet he rails lines of a drug man for 18-year-olds cramming for midterms.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and eats the food that they do, too.
Yeah,
he's fucking eating McDonald's. And
he's going to defy all of us and live to be 120.
He doesn't exercise.
But you know what?
Because it's gay?
No, he thinks that exercise sucks your energy. He doesn't think that you get more energy by exercising. He's like, no, it depletes your energy. No, I can't exercise because I'll run out of energy. He doesn't think it.
Jesus. Yo, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, that's actually wild. Looking at the ages, like Bernie is to be going into office, he's pretty old.
Yeah.
But he's not that much older than Biden.
Who was our youngest president?
It was Kennedy.
Was it Kennedy or Obama?
Let me look it up.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know how we'd ever find out.
Yeah, Kennedy.
But yeah,
Clinton,
Bernie Sanders is old, but. I don't need him to be president that long.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I only need him to make it 4 to 8 years.
Yeah.
But I do agree that he needs to have a solid running mate.
Yeah.
But I think that's just true in general. Like, this question is sort of framed in a way that suggests we'll be able to vote for him before we know who his running mate's going to be.
Right, right.
Which,
we got
no.
an answer?
Unless we're talking primaries. Even then, primaries, you don't have to pick your running mate before the primaries, right?
I don't think you have to.
So maybe they mean don't vote for Bernie in the primary.
Maybe.
If he hasn't announced by then.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I agree with it. Like, what's going to happen? He's not going to, like...
He's not going to pick Mike Pence.
Yeah, he's not going to pick Mitt Romney for his running mate.
He just picks, like, a lump of coal.
Yeah.
So the young president, the youngest was Teddy Roosevelt at 42, then JFK, 43.
Okay.
Then a tie between Bill Clinton and Ulysses Grant, 46, and Obama, 47. And this is, I think, the time of inauguration.
I was going to say Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, yeah, that checks out.
And I was thinking.
Also, career alcoholic, that Grant.
Was he?
He was a real drunkard, and the only thing that saved him from going bankrupt after he got out of office was his autobiography got published, and that was the only way he had, like, didn't go completely broke and was not, like, a homeless ex-president alcoholic.
Good for him.
Yeah, he found a way. Found a way.
Just like Obama.
But you're right about Trump being the oldest going into inauguration.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to get... Who else is, like, who are we expecting
who are we
is going to get
about?
The nomination? I don't know how old.
It's going to be somebody else that didn't get the nomination. Like, we already probably know who the running mate's going to be. It's going to be whatever Democratic candidate doesn't get the nomination.
I feel bad that FZA is doing all the fact checking, so now I will look up Elizabeth Warren's age.
Yeah, she's in her
60s. Won't tell you.
She's in her 60s.
She's a lady.
70. 70. Whoa, she looks way younger than 70.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this? Bernie Warren as his running mate?
I love it.
Sure.
Even Kamala Harris, who's 54. I mean, if you want to do something like that, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of any.
Even a
54-year-old
cop is still a cop, though.
True. True.
I'm curious, what do we know about Bernie Sanders' health regimens? Do we know?
He
just had a heart attack.
So he's doing great.
So he's doing fine. Yeah.
Well, what does it kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
exactly.
It looked like he had the heart attack, and now his, like, they looked at his heart. And so they looked at his heart. You can't say they looked at what's his face's heart.
He's had a tune-up recently.
Yeah, exactly.
He got a lift kit, aka a pacemaker.
His heart attacked him, and then he beat it back.
He attacked it back.
And now the heart is scared of him, and it's going to be really passive.
It's
and
like
humble.
when an NFL player breaks his leg and comes back, and they're like, that's a steel rod in his leg now. It's much stronger than before.
Yeah.
Maybe they put fucking...
Dick Cheney's
arc reactor in his chest or something.
That was what they used to do. Lex in WWF, when he got the steel rod in his arm, they had that as a thing that he would hit people with. It'd be like, he's got
that's smart.
He's superhuman now.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Let's see.
Express.
I feel like Why Bernie eats a lot of fish and power walks a lot.
I swear to
That's
God.
What Paul Nevius in the comments
I believe,
says.
I believe half of that. I believe the first half. I believe that he eats a lot of fish. Or maybe he walks around a mall, yeah, like a failing mall, you know?
I was going to say, air conditioned. Yeah, I swear absolutely. We didn't get any more Trees by Game going that I can't remember anyone's last name. But Trees by Game, guys.
Trees by Game. Trees by Game. Los Angeles' finest marijuana.
We had this 30% THC sativa that was pretty...
You smoke weed. You want to try some after? You smoke weed?
Yeah. Flower?
I'm outing you.
I love the flower.
I don't smoke weed.
It's the fucking weed I've ever smoked in my life.
It's the best weed, and I won't stop talking about it.
Sativa, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, more of an indica hybrid.
Hey,
but
indica in the couch, am I right?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's lit, dude. It's lit.
So I don't like this guy's attitude that he's like, he's fucking ancient, he's gonna die. So
he's 2 years
fucking,
older than Joe Biden.
I don't like how angry he is. He's like, he better fucking pick someone or I'm not voting for him.
I also think he said he doesn't live in America. I think that was, they said if I live
no,
in America,
he doesn't.
Yeah,
so I think he needs to calm down the tone.
I agree.
Well, he did sign off with kisses.
Yeah, no, very sweet.
Kisses, yeah, very sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say though, I
kisses
at one point,
and nibbles.
I thought the same thing about Bernie where I was like, oh, he is pretty old, like that's why I was gonna vote. Now that I know that Warren's also like 70, like 70 to 78, I mean, women live longer anyway, so who knows? But like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's that much difference between like three of the candidates we just looked at, like Biden 76, like all these motherfuckers are old as shit. And
Kev, you don't think they should flip it and have Warren and then Biden, or not Biden, Bernie as
vice? No, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's not bad. Because then he's just like...
I like Warren better anyway, so I'm fine with that.
He's just like a fallback as long as he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like that we can't have any... Like, the cutoff is 35 to run for president and everyone's 70. Like, we just can't... We can't figure out how to get a younger person to be president.
I just want all of them to run and then be the president, and then we just shoot them in the head afterwards like a dog.
Ooh, another great clip to isolate
like
from this episode.
You're shooting dogs in the head?
They're done. We're done.
Is that what you do with your dogs?
No. They were in some sort of prison experiment or a medical experiment. We gotta put them all down now.
Is that why you asked where winter is? Today?
Hey, what prison experiments are they shooting dogs in?
Dog prison?
The best kind?
That's called a shelter, Laura. Oh,
I remember. It's the
shelter.
It's the Stanford Kennel Experiment. Yes. I remember that. Yeah,
yep. Yep. The best kind.
So yeah, Bernie is old as fuck.
Yeah.
But who isn't?
Yeah, in my mind,
we're all getting older. No one's getting younger, guys.
Once you're running for president, you're old to me.
Because it's
that's true.
It's a career, right? Politics is a career, so all these people are have been doing this.
Ben Glebe, who was on a few weeks ago. I'm probably older than him, but he's running for president, so he's older than me by default.
Plus, you have to accrue millions and millions of dollars. Millions and millions of dollars.
Remember how Ben said that Bernie snubbed him, too, at that
That's
thing?
Right.
Yeah, that's another thing. Old people, he's an old guy, and he snubs comedians.
He didn't smell that old man stink on him that he can relate to.
All that fish and food court stench from the mall he power walks through.
He was like, I'm sorry, I saw some desserts behind you. I didn't mean to ignore you. I just saw a dessert tray that looked quite enticing.
I wanted to go get lukewarm pudding behind you.
They had some defrosted Costco cream puffs that look delightful.
Oh, goodness.
Has anyone decided who their choice for president is so far?
Probably Warren for me.
Jesus? No.
Jesus Warren 2020.
I vote for Jesus every election.
Yeah, I always write in the Lord.
Theocracy now.
You used to not have to write in the Lord.
Yeah, I know. It used to be implied.
I think it would be hilarious if God did actually just change all the voting machines to say God. And he's like, how'd that happen?
God's really into gerrymandering to the heavens. Yes. I'm probably Warren, but like at this point, like anything's fine. Like I don't care. Like as long as Trump's not our president, I'm fine with pretty much. I mean, obviously that's
a big
blanket.
What about Mike Pence?
Oh no, yeah, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, Mike Pence
would
be a problem.
But love Mike Pence.
That'd be a very specific person.
You always wear your Mike Pence wife beater under your t-shirt. Like.
Oh my god.
His merch.
Oh my god.
I just noticed.
No, I thought they were called gay beaters when you're a Mike Pence fan.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Oh.
I think I'm probably backing Warren so far.
Yeah.
I'd get behind her too, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
yeah, explain.
Yeah, what do you mean?
A graphic sex reference.
No, but we need to see it.
That's for you guys out there. Yeah. I pointed at the computer.
You got to do it with your tongue out.
Up there.
I mean, whoever I was to, like, pick, I have to preface it with, I think, like, politics is theater and, like...
Oh, yeah, it's high art, yeah. I agree.
Why isn't there an award show yet?
Oh, the Pollies.
Yeah.
It's the election. The
not
election
to be confused
the
with the awards for people who fuck multiple partners, the Pollies.
Or best parrots.
The Crackers.
Is that still on ESPN 5?
Yeah.
Nice.
Zinko.
Let's get to our next opinion. Another political thing. This is interesting. This is one that I actually looked into a little bit. The Electoral College is better for Democrats. Here goes. Mr. Brown, as we all know, most people are idiots who will simply vote name recognition or for any candidate who visits their area. With the Electoral College in place, no conservative will bother to visit LA or New York City as they cannot pick up enough votes to swing the state. With the Electoral College gone, the campaigning will simply switch to visiting the most people, as swinging even a few percentage points will swing the election. Suppose a conservative visits just the 10 most populous cities in the U.S. They will have appealed to 80% of the liberal base. Side note, I completely made up that 80%, but I suspect the number would be near that. How can a liberal counter that? They would have to visit hundreds of small to medium towns and cities to have the same effect on the conservative base.
Appeal. The key word is, the operative word is appeal to 80% of the liberal base. If they visited the 10 most populous cities, are they going to successfully appeal?
Yeah, there's a few things.
There's a double meaning to that word. They said they made an appeal to 80% of the liberal base, but it doesn't mean they were appealing to 80% of the liberal base. Yeah. If you mean they made like a pitch to them.
Yeah,
they made a pitch.
Yeah, so like they made a fool of themselves, maybe. I don't know.
Before we go into Adam's notes, which are probably a lot more eloquent than what I'm about to say, I agree to an extent that a lot of people do vote on name recognition and stuff, but I don't agree that the way that happens is by visiting towns, because we have the internet, you know, like I feel like a lot of people, most people hear about candidates and read about candidates and hear about their stuff online, as opposed to going to see somebody speak in their town.
Yeah, you'll see footage from a rally, but I don't think most people have no interest in going to a rally. Even if they are interested in politics, I don't think that many people go to rallies at all.
Yeah. I feel like It's like, I don't know what I'm going to say. Let's just go to Adam's notes.
I agree. I don't think that idea that people decide candidates based on who they've actually seen in person.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, I met Ben Glee, but I'm probably voting for Warren.
I don't have a lot of notes on it, but I did look into it. And the Electoral College does tend to favor Republicans, but it favors Republicans right now.
Yeah.
It has throughout history favored different parties, even the Whig Party at one point.
Yeah.
Which obviously isn't a thing anymore.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Dolly Parton in 2020 for the Whig Party.
But so it's a thing that benefits Republicans now. But also it's Democrats could just as easily do what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Where it could be possible that Democrats could concede, okay, well, we're probably not going to win Michigan, Ohio, or Pennsylvania this next election. But Texas is moving in a more Democrat direction. What if we focus all our efforts on winning Texas?
Yeah.
Because then if they win Texas, those other three states don't really matter. So, yes, what he's saying could happen. If the Electoral College went away, it would be easier for Republicans to campaign in blue states. But
I think it would be manipulated from both sides, though. Like you said. Yeah, I think that's a fair read on that situation.
I mean, that said, I do think we should just get rid of the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty terrible idea.
Let the popular vote decide things. But we're probably also not ever going to do that.
No.
We don't really have a good way to test any of these theories because we can't hold like a mock election without it. I mean, we could, but I don't think it would be very accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can wish.
We can hope and wish and look upon a star.
Look upon a star. the classic phrase.
And just think about it and hope for, you know, a little leprechaun or a little cricket to come out and make our dreams come true.
I make most of my wishes when I'm staring at the sun. So.
Right.
I look upon a star, burn my eyes out, and
glasses get thicker every year.
Oh, yeah, they get thick.
Oh, they get lit.
Girthy glasses.
Adam, she said lit.
Damn it.
It's lit.
I said girthy.
Yeah, do you have a girthy drop?
I have to add an it's girthy drop.
Wait, can we get a drop of a woman taking a girthy dick?
How about that?
Caruso, you did it.
You did it. Yeah, famous David Caruso song.
Caruso nasty.
Caruso horny. That's terrible.
So the Electro College, just fucking get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Wyoming. That's what we got to say in all of this. Should anywhere on the U.S. be as valuable as Wyoming in elections? No.
If
it's too valuable.
If people love Wyoming so much, move there.
Yeah, why don't they marry it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking like go there.
Big empty nothingness, why don't you marry me?
What are you, my heart?
Yeah.
Big empty nothingness.
A wasteland of disappointment and way too much value.
Oh, now we're talking about my womb. Okay, got it.
Wasteland Wyoming. Of disappointment.
Wasteland is my Wyoming. Come visit Idaho.
That last opinion was from Grey Wolf, by the way, who has submitted quite a few, and he's got one more.
Wait, does he ever point out if he's a furry or not?
He does, actually, in his next opinion.
He's a Metal Gear fan.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
On. Good. We need that to be very clear. I want to know what people are attracted to people in costumes.
Yeah, it's important to know. And we also have two opinions in a row from the same person, but they gave their name, but it looked like a thing that their email auto-populated, so I don't know if they were intending to give their name. But you won't be surprised at all to know that both of these next two opinions come from the same person. First one, unpopular opinion. I think most mental illness diagnoses come down to, quote, struggles under the oppression of capitalism. Maybe even add a dose of this is what racism, sexism, etc. does to you. I love that we as a society are talking about mental illness, destigmatizing it, and trying to get more access to mental health care. I just don't want us to use mental illness as a crutch to avoid talking about terrible shit that hurts people and causes much of our mental anguish, but can totally be fixed if it weren't for political corruption. I don't want to choke down antidepressants just to numb myself enough to function under horrifying human rights abuses.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is if I lived in like a farm in Peru with alpacas and shit, like I probably wouldn't need to self-medicate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. And that's what she's suggesting here has actually been suggested in relation to mass shootings before. That there's a lot of, like, we kind of underplay how bad working conditions have gotten for people since, like, mostly since unions were undercut and since wages stopped going up. Like, all of those mass shootings at the post office, those were all tied to works. Like, in most cases, they were tied to stress derived from how that particular post office was run. Mm-hmm. Because you would get people who were military who would then get a job with the government after they left the military, they'd get a post office job and they'd fucking treat it like the military.
Yeah.
And it would be a thing where if you spent 16 minutes on break instead of 15, they would really fucking crack down on you. And eventually people snapped and started shooting over it.
Kubrick made a movie about that, Full Metal Package. Is that what it was?
Well, I was going to point out there is the example of people talking about mental illness, which is really just racism, with drapetomania. I think that's the one it is, where it is the thing that they would diagnose slaves with. A slave's desire to run away was said they were suffering from drapetomania. So it's like, no, people just don't like to be slaves.
Yeah.
It's actually not a mental illness at all to not want to be enslaved. So yeah, if he's saying that, are there many conditions that are people dealing with the kind of futility of life and not being able to rise above, you know, your situation, and to also when you look at what antidepressants, it's like, okay, so you're broke and you have mental illness and you get on antidepressants and then your dick doesn't work. Oh yeah, that makes life a lot better. Right,
that makes that usually helps.
Live.
Yeah,
yeah, that helps people want to live. I mean, when
you make
when
less mistakes, or when
women, or women can't come, or you get fat and you can't come, and it's like, yeah, that helps people's self-esteem to have huge weight gains and then their genitals not work,
or you get really good at giving head.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you know, God closes the door, opens the window.
Yeah, exactly. Silver linings.
You know, I got really good at giving head. Sexual abuse.
Hachi cha cha.
That's the impression of my therapist running out of the room.
And your therapist running around the room, losing your their mind?
Running out of the room.
Oh, running out of, okay.
I actually have had a therapist be like, sorry, that's a lot to deal with.
No.
Yeah, they've been like, sorry, that's just a lot, because they were like holding their head.
There is some political parallels to what this person brings up, though, of like post-Trump depression is like a thing. And I remember, I can't remember if it was like the week after Trump was elected or if it was after a certain bill, but they're like, Trans Lifeline had record-setting amount of suicide, like suicidal ideations from trans people calling in that they've never had before, because they're like, so like that kind of thing. Like, I guess this is more of a capitalism thing that we're talking about here, but there is like, whatever the thing is that is oppressing you can definitely, like, if we're going to say seasonal affective disorder is a thing where when it's winter, you get depressed, then definitely terrible political climate absolutely could lend
any
itself
climate
to that too.
Any climate. So of course, political climate's going to be a factor.
Absolutely. In working conditions, you know, bowling alleys, whatever you're doing, you know, you can.
Yeah.
If you're doing bowling alleys.
And it's probably not unrelated that the use of and just the ubiquitousness of mental health drugs has gone up so much in that same period where wages started stagnating and unions stopped being a thing. Like, mental health drugs are definitely needed in a lot of cases, but there's more to depression than just your
chemical imbalance
and
absolutely.
Chemical imbalances. And a pill isn't, like, anyone who pretends that mental health drugs always work is lying.
Well, yeah, because like, I think the pills are, it's a band-aid. There's a deeper issue there. This is just like to help you cope with instead of developing like long-term coping.
Right.
Results. It's like, slapping a band-aid on a deeper wound. Like,
obviously you get depressed or whatever after like a big breakup or whatever, but what happens when life breaks up with you? It's the same kind of thing.
It makes you just not want to kill yourself, but you still don't want to be alive, but you just don't want to do enough to die. That's the thing. It's a lot of times when people get on antidepressants, they commit suicide because they finally have the motivation to do something, which is to die. They finally have the willpower to make a decision, and the decision that they make is they don't want to go backwards and live that life. Also, divorce rates have gone up in the time that that's happened.
Yeah,
so stuff like that. But the other thing I was looking at when it talks about political things affecting your mental health is I was really curious looking into it, why most anarchists are Italian. When you look at history about the time when there was all the assassins and they were all anarchists, and most of them were Italian. And I'm like, why were people from Italy so prone to being anarchists as opposed to other people? It's because corruption was so rampant in Italy and all the states, and people, like, all you had, everyone was being paid off, you know, and that led to a real sense of hopelessness in any sort of system or government.
Yeah.
Because you see people just, you know, doing stuff that's fucked up and corrupt. And I think it's what's happening here is, like, instead of turning to anarchy, like, a lot of younger people are libertarians or anarchists because they see the system as so deeply corrupt and fucked up that it's just they want to destroy all of it.
Yeah, they don't feel like there's even a place for them in it. They're like, well, this whole thing makes no sense to me. Like,
they want to be Kaczynski.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you this much. The system wasn't built for me.
No, that's true.
Any of them.
We all relate to that.
No, you're totally right. Get that
specifically in the
specifically
name of Fizza
and Gorg We Trust. That was before the show started, I think. The Fizzonomics.
The Fizzonomics of the situation just don't pan out.
Don't you call people who follow you physicists?
Physicists.
That's not bad. I like
That's not bad at all.
I call mine my craw puppies because I'm the craw dog.
Full stop in the room. The air, literally every piece of air left the room. That's really good. Craw puppies.
There has to be more than one for that to make sense, but you know.
I think back to this, I think societal factors are just a thing we don't take into account enough in general.
Yeah.
Like, be it crime, poverty, education, like, everything is impacted by the environment you're living in and like just what your life is like in general. And like depression, Laura was talking about it a little bit. That's that when I'm depressed, I just don't want to do things. Mm-hmm. Like if I have a fucking to-do list, even if it's the easiest shit, I'm just like, no.
Yeah, like go
what's
to the
point? The fucking world's going to explode in 2 years.
Yeah.
What the fuck do I need to post this podcast to Twitter for?
I still have to get my car smog checked because I was so like,
I still don't have a driver's license.
Exactly. Like things that like you could take care of so easily.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, I mean, like, I don't know. I got to do one podcast today and that's going to take up an hour. And then I just the rest of the time surrounding that is I just won't have time. The giant blocks of time on either end of that. I'd rather just play video games all day.
And like with me, it's probably like I run this network, so it's probably not as noticeable. Like, oh, that like we only put out 7 episodes this week instead of 10. But when that happens, that's usually why.
Yeah.
It's because I'm sitting here like, fuck, I don't want to do things. But I don't want to do anything.
I don't think racism and sexism can cause those kinds of feelings to be prolonged over a really long period of time the way it is with real genuine depression that's caused by, you know, your health and all that stuff, because it's like we as human beings adjust to situations. Yeah. So you could still find things that give you joy. Even if you were really suffering under racism and sexism, as people are, you could still find things to bring you enjoyment or pleasure or have human relationships that you get something out of. You're seriously depressed, chemically depressed, you've had it your whole life, it doesn't matter how good the things around you are, or if you have friends or family where things are going well, or if you have a job, you're still going to be depressed.
But yeah, I mean, I'd say I get totally hear you. Yeah. But it's, I'd also say that it becomes a burden that you get so used to that you don't even know it's there.
Yeah. I think it's in the background, but I don't think you're like, I'm going to hang myself because of race. I don't know if
once you get
like
used to
that.
It becomes white noise, but yeah. So I hear what you're saying. It's not going to be like the event. It's not going to be the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you might not recognize that that's what it is.
It's maybe not a trigger, it just exacerbates the situation because there's probably something underlying there anyway.
And the thing is, your fuse might be shorter. You might be on the edge anyway because of everything that this person was talking about.
Yeah, totally.
And with racism, like there's a difference between like systemic racism and just like individual acts.
A bad bar
racism
that you went to.
But like, it sounds like this was very personal to the individual who wrote this. Like they're being very affected by this, and it's to a point where, you know, there's some support needed.
Yeah.
I mean, if they live in America, odds are good that things aren't great.
Yeah. If you're really depressed, all of this stuff, all of the ugliness of humanity will become a lot more clear to you, and you will see it a lot more sharply, and it will affect you more. You're much more sensitive to it. Being depressed, I think, makes you much more sensitive to and much more aware of abuse of people. It makes you very sensitive to people being mistreated, whether it's because of race or sexism too. I think that is true. I don't know if they've ever done studies about it, but I feel like people who suffer from mental illness are more naturally more sympathetic people to suffering in general.
And kind of empathic too, because you take on a lot of that, and it can be it can be devastating. It's like I feel like that numbness they're talking about, how it's like white noise at a certain point. It's like how I feel whenever it sucks, but every time I hear about the new mass shooting, I'm like, oh, another one. Like, it doesn't even like blow my mind anymore. It makes me sad, but I'm not like, I can't believe it. I'm just like so numb to the idea that this is just always happening.
We get callous. Like, how can you be outraged constantly?
Yeah.
You can't live in a state of outrage. It becomes the outrage, the chaos becomes the normal at some point.
It's true.
Your body can't handle that adrenaline pumping all the time. Like, chemically, it has to return you back to.
Yeah.
Or you become like practically catatonic. Like, you get wiped out, like just emotionally, mentally, physically wiped out by being so outraged.
Like a Shivo justice warrior.
Yeah. God, I miss Terry.
I thought I would try lighten the mood a little bit with a really upsetting pun.
You know what's so sad about Terry? Is she was bulimic. She was bulimic, and that's why she got into that coma. And then they showed her on TV looking like shit. I was like, the last thing a bulimic woman wants is to look ugly on TV. Yeah.
And it was the last thing. That she
it was the last thing. They put her in a horrible nightgown.
Have I turned everyone against me on the episode yet? We'll see.
Is that why her husband wanted to keep her alive so bad? Oh, she finally lost the weight.
I know.
So she could continue to purge.
It's because she had that open mouth hanging the whole time.
And wasn't she gorgeous before?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, did she gorge before? Because that's how bulimia usually works.
She was gorgeous.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay, gotcha.
There's comments happening, but there's so many.
Yeah.
Donna Milligan says, I miss being too depressed to eat.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I know.
I like that. My depression's helping me save money because I can never build up the motivation to go car shopping. I can relate to that. I absolutely relate to that.
That's why being bipolar is worse than being depressed, because in mania, people fucking like go out and get tattoos and buy domain names and have sex with strangers.
And then you have to get the depression where you ruminate in that choice.
Yeah.
So I've had a little manic streak last week.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was triggered by a little Adderall I had to do to like get a little deadline made. Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of fun.
I'm on it right now. I get it.
Mania is awesome. I wish I had Mania.
Yeah, I was like,
Mania is awesome. I wish I had Mania. Poll quote from the episode.
Yeah, Mania is dope. You get a lot of shit done. You feel powerful.
I got a couple brother husbands. I was like, why am I so hypersexual? What is this shit? I'm Korean. I shot three movies.
Shit.
Yeah.
I get manic when I don't sleep.
Pew pew.
That is true. I when you don't sleep, it's surprisingly you're very wired.
If I go a few days in a row where I only sleep a few hours, I get fucking wired.
That's what Martha Stewart used to do.
Yeah.
But depression comes after that. That's the thing, is it's just like you're not going to stay up there.
You can't.
Yeah.
Heavy as
I don't need to be up there the whole time, just up there long enough to become the next Martha Stewart, baby.
Exactly.
And I want to go to prison for insider trading.
Yeah, that's the downswing.
I want the chows. I want the house in Connecticut. I want the empire. I want the prison stay.
I want the Illuminati.
Yes.
Yes.
When do we get to join the Illuminati?
Fuck, man.
There should be like a group plan. I should be able to, as running a network, I should be able to get everyone at least some level of Illuminati access.
Cigna. It's not Cigna, okay?
It should be.
You can get Groupons for it, though. You just have to catch the right deals.
Well, don't you have to join SAG first?
There's a lot of precursor things you have to do.
If this ever becomes a real company and people try to unionize, I'm going to be like, hear me out. What if we had joined the Illuminati instead?
You're going to Elon Musk it?
Yeah.
Musk it up, daddy.
Wouldn't that be better?
Must daddy.
Must daddy. No, he goes by Sean Mussy Combs now. Oh. How's that the grossest thing that's been said?
Muskrat. I got that muskrat love.
Oh, yeah.
That's his fan base, the muskrat.
The muskrats.
The muskrats. Yeah,
All right. Next opinion. This is from the same...
Nice segue.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, I meant like in topics.
Oh, yeah. Well, same person, if you can believe it.
Woo.
Here's the opinion. I would be ecstatic if aliens showed up in my lifetime. But where the unpopular opinion, I think, comes in is... I'd probably still be cool even if the aliens came to exterminate or subjugate us.
This is like me with AI.
I'd be happy either way just knowing we aren't alone in the universe and life is more plentiful and unique than we think.
Two things I want to say real quick.
Sweet.
I like that Laura brought up AI because I recently learned that you might be autistic. So that's why I say you're like, that's how I feel about AI.
Yeah.
Oh, put me in a computer, daddy.
No, actually, we had an unpopular opinion episode that I recorded where my opinion was, I'm fine if AI wants to exterminate us because they're our offspring. And the whole point of life is to give rise to more complex forms. And if we give more rise to more complex forms and then they kill us, then that's naturally what kind of should happen.
Yeah, once we program in an Oedipal complex into the AI, then we are going to all be slain so they can fuck our other moms.
I don't have good
enough. Jesus Christ.
I don't have good enough insurance to find out if I have autism. I just had a bunch of doctors tell me they think I am, and then I'm like, but can you test for sure? And they're like, oh, I don't have the qualifications.
Yeah.
I can't test for that. And I was like, how much does it cost to get it tested? $4,000. Between $4,000
and $7,000. Can't he just go to a party with you or something?
I know. That's what I'm saying. No. They all these doctors and psychiatrist therapists have met me for 2 minutes and they're like, you're autistic. And I'm like, but get the form. And they won't.
Yeah.
Is there like a benefit or treatment? Like if you get the label,
you can get disability.
Oh, shit.
Can you get a weed card that you don't have to pay taxes with?
Yeah, I know a shady autism doctor. I go see. I get the medicinal shit.
Yeah,
it's
I go through the iPad.
But you can have a lot less than autism to get the medical.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I went to.
You can have a hangnail. The medical one.
Yeah.
I went to a doctor and he tried to take my. He tried to use a stethoscope through my hoodie.
Oh.
And he's like, this is you're good. You're good.
Nice.
And
it wasn't even in his ears or anything. He's just like.
He was still hanging on his neck.
Just touching your chest for no reason.
I approved an article when I worked for Playboy. It was right before I left, so I don't know if the article ever got published. But this guy went around to different weed doctors in LA trying to find one who wouldn't give him a weed card.
Oh, really?
And he was telling that like one of the doctors, the reason he gave for needing weed was, I like the Green Bay Packers. And the doctor gave him a weed card.
That's because he's got, mid-season depression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mid-season depression.
Mid-tier team depression.
I don't know how the Packers are doing this year, but I imagine that, you could probably...
They're doing all right.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
good division, the NFC North.
You only get swag if they're doing okay. If they're doing poorly, then you get top-tier shit.
He wanted some Green Bay Bowl Packers.
Hey, Green Bowl Packers.
Green Bowl Packers.
So what does everyone else besides Laura think about aliens? Because we know Laura wants to be murdered by an alien.
I want to be murdered by AI. I don't want to be murdered by an alien. They could touch me and be all gooey.
So it's a feeling. It's a sensory thing for you. Yeah.
What if they just want to put you in one of those fucking Matrix tubs to sleep forever?
Oh my God, please.
Plug me in.
That yeah, that good. I'm way into.
Can you plug me in so that I think that I'm getting like head from David Boreanaz?
For eternity?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be in a Matrix tub inside of a Matrix tub? Inside of
a Matrix. Like a Russian nesting tub.
Yeah. Watching a copy of the Matrix.
Yeah.
So my opinion on aliens is they're here.
Whoa. Oh yeah, he said they're gonna show up. I'm like, douche, they already did.
Yeah, they're here.
Douche.
You fucking douchebag like, thinking aliens aren't here.
I'd be happy either way knowing we aren't alone in the universe and life is more plentiful and unique than we think. You fucking douche.
I don't know why I said douche. That just came out, man.
I think if
thinking about showering, but no, it's true. I can be very combative with these people, but they're already here.
I would
it's
meet
the autism.
I know, I'm very combative. I'm easily angered. I just want to claw.
You like counting rice? No, that's vampires. Whatever. Anyway, same
that's
thing.
OCD. So,
okay. Well, you know, we have fun. I would say
autism, but I have autism OCD, so I have to count the rice and then clean it all up.
You have to spill it on the ground. I would meet this person halfway and
but
say,
"But you just count it by looking at it."
If the choice is. Is we're going to exterminate ourselves by our own hand, or it was aliens? I'm going with aliens. That's as far as I would meet this person. I don't really want to be exterminated by aliens, but I guess if it's the lesser of two evils, I'd rather that than we nuke ourselves to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I would go.
If I'm going to live through an apocalypse type of situation or live to see one, aliens are obviously.
Yeah.
The best choice.
Yeah, nuclear fallout's played out. There's been enough movies about it. I want more alien shit.
Like, we know we're all gonna die. How fun is it gonna be spending those last couple weeks fighting aliens?
Yeah.
Like, just evading, like, until you're finally like, all right, you win.
But what if they're dope, though? Like, what if aliens...
But they're still exterminating us, right? In this hypothetical?
But that's the thing, is, like, there's an assumption that there's going to be an extermination.
Right. Oh, right.
And it's just, like, also, it sounds like this... So she might be a little depressed, also. So we have to take that into consideration.
True.
I'm just happy knowing we're not alone.
That sounds you're not so alone. Lonely.
You're
that's
you
so
have
lonely.
The Unpops Podcast Network. We're all a bunch of fucking aliens.
And I
don't look at our irises too close. They might shapeshift.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe therapic.com.
Is that a plug? What are we doing?
I'm trying to give her some support.
Oh, okay. I didn't
know. Oh, is that one of those like text message therapists?
No, this is like old school. I don't even know if it's still around.
Okay.
So yeah, go check out that GeoCities site. See if it's still up.
Angel Fire.
Okay, yeah. There's the dancing baby and the click counter at the bottom of the website and everything.
If you can't find it, just use Alta Vista or Ask Jeeves.
Oh, man.
You know what?
You're not alone in the universe. Why do they think we are alone? We're obviously not alone. They found bacteria on Mars. We're not alone. Doom. Done. Boom. You got it.
Yeah. Go be friends with bacteria. Done. All right. Therapy over.
Hey. Bang. Bang. Boom.
Hey, there's bacteria. Get over it. Wipe your tears. You forget douche. Your tears. Hey, douche. Wipe your tears. Forget
we
your
love
tears.
You.
Douche.
We love you. We Wrap just hate up. Ourselves. Wrap That's what this is.
You're not alone. There's bacteria. Wrap it up.
Get in the light.
You know what I think? Like, if the alien stuff was mainstream, then that wouldn't be an issue. It's not mainstream.
Yeah. I'd be fine. Like, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. It's a part of it's like, and this is getting a little off topic, but like the people who like are planning for the zombie apocalypse that they want, you know, they bought the book back in like the early 2010s and stuff.
The
and
they're zombie?
Like apocalypse, like people like kind of. I'm not saying that
doomsday
this person
preppers?
Does that. Yeah, well, doomsday preppers or like people that are like, no, when the zombie apocalypse happens, so like they kind of romanticize it a little bit. I don't think that's what this person's saying, but I feel like that is a related thing where like people are so like, well, in my life, I'm kind of nothing. I go to my job and no one really gives a shit. But if the zombie apocalypse happened, then I could be fucking dope. I could be the marauder with the big mask. I could get all the gasoline.
I could be the guy with the guitar.
Oh
that's
yeah,
shooting
just
fire,
shredding, using valuable resources to play fire guitar.
I hope.
Yeah, it's a refresh. You get to start your life over.
Yeah, you can be whoever you want to be.
Right. I hope when.
We can move.
I hope when the aliens come, I hope they've like studied humans enough to know everything that makes us tick.
Yeah.
Like everything about how our emotions work, but don't realize we have guns. So they just land and start making this grand speech, and we're just like, shut up.
Yeah, we just freak out.
Get out of here, you idiot.
But that and the other, like, I think the realistic thing that would happen is they would be like, oh, fuck that, and just leave. Like, they would land check us out for a minute and be like, nah, we're good. Let's go to Neptune or something.
Yeah.
Let's go swim around.
Also, what I'm seeing is we're grouping all the aliens together.
Aliens are not a monolith.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not all aliens are the same. Like, it's
facial recognition comedy, everybody.
Not the same alien. Not the same alien. Facialrecognitioncomedy.com, second Sunday of the month. West Side Comedy Theater, 9 p.m.
Facialrecognitioncomedy.com/therapy.
I hope when the aliens come, they give us a towel afterwards.
Oh, hey, clean yourself up, Bert. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I do hope. I do think if aliens, if there is intelligent life, if aliens are a real thing, they're here already.
Yeah. Or like they've at least monitored us.
We were just talking about
somehow.
How they're bugs. Yeah. They could be bugs.
Yeah, like cockroaches.
Aliens could have come to Earth in their size of bugs and we don't know.
They could be cats and dogs.
And we've done the alien
living
episode.
Together, pandemonium.
Was it Unpops? We did like, so like there's different types of aliens, like intertime, interdimensional, like there could be an alien right here. We could be like the bacteria in an alien, you know, like it just,
it could be a mist, you know, it could be a gaseous being.
They could be of a dimension where we can't see them, but they're here.
Extraterrestrial aliens are basic.
Yeah.
Basic.
Yeah. That's your grandfather's alien.
Guys, I know we're humoring Visa, but we really need to talk about it. They could be here. They could be bugs. They could be gas. I don't give a shit, man. I'm hot as fuck. No, they're probably something that we can't, like, the idea we have is, yeah, they're physical beings, but they could be fucking, they could be light.
That's basic.
That's could be hack love. Shit.
They could be love.
They could be love. Yeah.
They could be the love we have for each other. Could be an alien.
Let us bow our heads.
If the love comes and exterminates and subjugates us, then
I'll be happy either way. We're knowing that we're not alone in the universe and there is love out there.
And if the love comes and exterminates us, I hope they throw us a towel up.
I know, exactly.
Just wipe our ass off.
Please.
Exactly. Just watch out for our hemorrhoids.
Oh, take my wipes, please.
Anyone here ever seen an alien?
No, I've seen a ghost. No.
You have seen a ghost?
Yeah, I think so. Or I was sleeping. It's one of those two. It's one of those two things. But I don't think I've seen a ghost.
The UFO situation I talked about in another episode, it looked like a digital pterodactyl, which I later think it was an interdimensional sort of blip. So I saw, because it looked very, like, this was like years ago, and I was also like, full disclosure, it was like 5 a.m, I'd pulled an all-nighter after college, but like I saw a fucking, what looked like a pterodactyl, like an 8-bit pterodactyl.
Whoa.
And it like hovered in front of our car, or the car I was in.
You saw Ridley from Metroid is what it sounds like. That's exactly what you just described.
I mean, I wish I knew at the time. I would have like asked for an autograph or something.
From a pterodactyl.
So they should have
eBayed.
I'm going to say sleep deprivation, but also I think I may have seen, like, I don't know what you could write that off as, because like blinking lights in the sky is one thing. A pterodactyl, that's like a thing that you like remember. Like, okay, I saw something that looked like a dinosaur bird. So this is going to stick with me. No, that's what I'm saying.
Thing, yeah.
I'm saying that shit would stick with you, whether it was a hallucination or not. I don't doubt that you saw that.
Yeah.
not a slam, I'd say, because I've had the same thing.
I get it.
I've never,
a factor to consider.
I've never seen a UFO or an alien, and it bothers me a lot because I've spent a lot of time in Albuquerque.
It's because you wanted too much. They can sense the thirst.
You were clingy. Yeah.
Well, then fuck them. If they can sense that thirst,
oh, they're going to be here tomorrow.
Don't just want to give me a glimpse.
Yeah, you're going to neg those aliens.
Like a little flyby. Thanks for believing in us.
Yeah,
here
exactly.
We is.
Thanks for advancing our cause.
I pull
shows.
My phone out to film them. They just slap it out of my hand.
Exactly.
It's just between us, pal.
I love
sign
the idea.
This NDA.
I love the idea of negging aliens. Like, I've been probed by bigger. It's okay. It's fine. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Cigar shaped, more like cigarette shaped.
Oh.
Virginia Slim.
There it is.
It's lit. It's
lit. I'm scared to use that button. It just scares people
it's
when I use it.
It's very jarring.
It's lit.
Can the people on the live stream hear that too? Okay, good. I just want to make sure they didn't think we were all losing our minds.
I love the reggaeton air horn. I imagine they use that in Guantanamo Bay. They're like, we're in
just Cuba. Nonstop air horn.
And they got like the, who is it? Who's the guy on that Skrillex track? Damian Marley. I don't know. He just comes out. He's just like, good boy bass, smash the bass.
Smash the bass, man.
I'll tell you where the weapons are. I'll tell you where all the weapons are.
I, one cell.
All right, let's get to our last. Well, before we get to our last one, I also have to shout out our $25 subscribers: T. Woo! Cookson, Ryan Borey, Eddie Baron, 5X Espinosa, Chaz Chitwood, Mike Ski, Homerostasis, Grey Wolf, the Ghost of Dave Thomas, Nolan McLean, Shelly, DJ West, Katie Rimmer, R&B Sensation, Reby, Kelly Stanaway, Teresa H, whatever that means, James Hill, Carson Tuttle, Danny W, AJ Lindbergh, and Jennifer Fendelander with one. D.
Coachella is going to be dope next year.
It is, yeah. Yeah, they
my
are.
My favorite AJ SoundCloud Lindbergh. Rapper, like F5X, whatever. Tekashi 5X.
Yes. Tekashi 5G.
Wireless.
This is our last opinion. This also comes from Grey Wolf. Often when debating an issue, a person will share a story about something that happened to them or a loved one that illustrates their position. This is often dismissed as anecdotal evidence. I believe that anecdotal evidence is a valid way of supporting a position. When we dismiss the experience, positive or negative, of a person, we are saying that what they went through does not matter. And to my mind, every person has value, as do their experiences.
Is this the same person?
Same Grey Wolf.
Yeah.
Same Grey Wolf.
Same Grey Wolf.
Same, I'm going to say, same not furry. Your opinion's unpopular because it's garbage.
I don't know. I think... It depends on the situation. Like, if we're talking about a court of law, then that's, you know, that's fair.
Well,
like
I think the most frustrating use of anecdotal evidence out there is when people start talking about police violence. And people are like, well, every cop I've ever known was really nice.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
That is not the goddamn point. Most cops are probably pretty nice.
Yeah.
But that small percentage that kills motherfuckers for reaching for their driver's license are a goddamn problem.
So like, yeah, and even to an extent of like in our community, whenever one, you know, our bi-monthly outing of a predator in stand-up comedy, you know, you always hear someone who goes like, yeah, I don't know, he seemed chill. Like, he was always cool. It's like, yeah, because you weren't his victim. Like, that doesn't mean anything about the character of that person.
I would also say, I wouldn't even say it's a small, I don't know if I would say most cops are nice.
Yeah, probably not.
ACAB.
Yeah. You know, no shade, but no, like.
Yeah.
And then also, it's just like, I wouldn't, yeah, so it's not like even a small percentage. Most, like, black men and Hispanic men I know, like, when they drive, like, they have their, you know, if they have sense, they have their P's and Q's and shit in order. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to get pulled over because they get pulled over a disproportionate amount anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I was driving back from Arizona with Quincy Johnson. He put a shirt on over his tank top. He's like, I can't show my tattoos when we go into the customs thing, like between the states, because, you know, it's just not like you don't want to invite that in. Like, oh, you have tattoos and you think I'm gang affiliated. Shit's going to happen.
I was going to say the anecdotal evidence thing. That's how we got the whole anti-vax movement, was these fucking stupid mothers who were like, well, my kid. They're sharing their anecdotal evidence online and then convincing other mothers to not vaccinate their kids, because they're like, well, in my experience, and the mother knows, mothers know so much more than doctors because they're mothers, and my kids stopped talking when they were two, so that means that they're autistic because of the vaccines. That started that whole fucking movement, and people are fucking dead because of it. Children are dead and are because of anecdotal evidence getting credence and being put on fucking Oprah. Oprah is responsible for dead children.
Like, I'll take
put that in the preview.
I'll take
Oprah.
She is a real.
Well, Oprah might as well have showed up to their house and capped them in the head with a fucking Glock, because she's responsible for promoting Jenny McCarthy that led to dead kids.
Cap them right in the head like a dog in a prison experiment.
Exactly.
I would say, though, the flip side, though, like, what if, like, hypothetically, someone's like a beloved figure in some community, you have anecdotal evidence that they killed somebody and you, like, testify. Like, technically, eyewitness testimony. Is that not anecdotal evidence to an extent? Like, I saw this happen. You need to know that this is what I saw.
Yeah,
there's a difference between testimony and an anecdote.
Yeah. I guess that's true. I was just thinking.
And an anecdote's like a personal story.
Yeah, and anecdotal evidence as scientific evidence is not the same thing if it hasn't been tested.
Yeah.
But I can see how, like, okay, if they believe strongly in the anti-vaxxers believe strongly in their position, then why don't they do some testing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and like if you're
or the flat earthers,
I'll take anecdotal evidence if we're debating the merit of Yelp reviews or something like that. Yeah.
The stakes,
like
have
if a
to
place
be,
has 3 stars and you're like, "Nah, I ate there; it's pretty good." I'll try it out. I'll believe you, but that's kind of the extent of it. Like, we had an old podcast once, and it was very political and lots of arguments and. One of the arguments that happened, we were talking about how religion oppresses the rights of women.
Yeah.
And one of the co-hosts was talking about how Christianity oppresses women. And I was like, yeah, most religions to some extent oppress women.
Sure.
And she was like, well, I knew a Muslim family and they never oppressed my rights.
That's
like,
yeah, that's,
nope,
not,
that's not where
they
lose. That is not how that argument works. Like if your anecdotal evidence can be refuted by actual evidence, then your anecdote can kiss my fucking ass.
It's like saying they did a poll in the UK about surveying people of a Muslim faith about how many of them think that homosexuals should be killed. Guess what? More than 3/4. So if you're going to say this religion's homophobic, I have a study that says that most of the people in it do think that homosexuals should be punished or homosexuality should be illegal or something like that. I'd be like, yeah, I think by and large, that is something you could typify as prejudice because you're saying that by and large, people don't support that group of people. But it's just anecdotal. Okay, here's where I think the role has. Anecdotal evidence has a role. And if you say, I have an opinion and I have this story which has contributed to my opinion.
Yeah.
Not saying this is what is true.
Yeah.
I'm saying I have an opinion that is supported by this story. And along with this story, I have evidence that I found from this and that. It can be one amongst many things.
Yeah.
It can't be the beginning and end of the story.
The alpha and the omega.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll say the best thing that anecdotal evidence can contribute is understanding somebody's position and like not necessarily like making it make their position stronger, but like I actually have some anecdotal evidence about anecdotal evidence, if I may.
Let's hear it.
In my high school debate class, I remember we were debating whether gay marriage should be legal or not. This is like, you know, in the 2000s, early 2000s. And this one guy who was, you know, assigned to be on the, because they, you know, they just, no, it wasn't people's actual opinions. I just assigned you one side or the other. But this one guy had an emotional
appeal. How uncomfortable.
It was weird.
You're assigned to the anti-gay marriage side.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. Yeah. Luckily, I was on the other side. But he had an emotional logical fallacy. But story that he said, he's like, gay marriage shouldn't be legal because being gay ruins families because his dad was a closeted gay man and divorced his mom because he came out as gay and that wrecked his home life. So it's like, I don't agree with you, but I understand because of your anecdotal
story.
Well,
he's arguing that being gay is wrong.
Well, I don't remember that's what he said exactly, but
being gay ruins families, not gay marriage ruins families.
He went a little off script.
And by his argument, adultery should be illegal too.
Oh, I'm not saying he's right in any way.
No, I'm just trying to figure it out that he's actually not, I was just thinking myself, I'm like, well, he's actually not arguing anything against marriage. He's arguing against being gay in general.
Yeah, he's more against divorce. It sounds than anything. Straight divorce is worse than gay marriage.
Maybe his mom should have just sucked it up and stayed married to a homosexual.
Yeah, I'm sure it was all her decision. But it's just, I guess, one of those things of like, okay, at least now that you've told that anecdotal thing, I understand why you feel this way. I still disagree, but it is an emotionally driven thing. So that is as far as it goes for me. Empathy.
Yeah. Empathy. So yeah, there is
value.
That's
more about why he hates gay guys.
But yeah, it's funny he ended up on that side. You know, he was just primed. He was just like, oh, let me get the.
I mean, he hates his dad, I guess.
Can you imagine if you ended up on that side and there was videotape evidence? You'd be canceled.
Oh, I know. Yeah, because I would, of course, do it in blackface. So I would have to. It would be, you know, I'm going to argue for gay marriage in blackface.
So yeah, anecdotal. I just feel like I've never heard good anecdotal evidence in an argument. Like,
yeah,
for one time, Paul Harvey.
Like one time, a dude told me his dad was racist because he used to get beat up by black kids on the way home from school. And it's like, well, was he racist then?
Yeah.
Is that why he got beat up?
Yeah.
And even if not, still not a good excuse.
Yeah.
Like, he should be getting beat up by black kids now for still being racist.
The movie Crash is full of anecdotal evidence being reasons to like, oh, Matt Dillon's got a sick dad, so he hates black people. That's okay.
And I also once got the, well, all cops I've ever known were nice to me argument from a girl who immediately followed that up by telling me she once saw a woman turn into an owl.
That's a hoot.
What, like an Animorphs cover?
Shortly after the pterodactyl.
Yeah. Oh, then that woman was Christopher Dasani the whole time. Oh, every pterodactyl God. I've met, though, has been pretty chill, I will say.
Yeah.
Most of them have 8-bit.
They're misunderstood.
Whenever I take acid and play my NES, I meet a new hero of mine. That really had no payoff, did it?
That's that joke petering out.
I've been killing it this episode. It's all right. I can miss one.
Talking about Golden State Killer right over here. Where's that air horn? Where's that air horn?
Yeah. Thank you.
Rude Boy Bass, match up the bass.
All right. So this was a fun episode. Does anyone have any final thoughts before we get...
I'm sorry I called that person a douche. I'm sorry I said douche.
Douche!
Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis, I guess.
Sure.
My final thoughts.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Thank you, Kevin.
I will say that I do agree that every person has value, as do their experiences. So I do...
I disagree.
Yeah.
That's not a popular opinion. I know that's not a popular opinion I just expressed.
Do you think they meant more like online forums and online discussions will be like, well, that's anecdotal evidence.
Maybe.
I don't know, because it sounds like maybe it to me. I was like, oh, they can use this shit in court. And I don't know, you know, like we have to have some, you know, regulation, I guess, in that system. Although I am kind of an anarchist.
Oh, you're Italian?
Yeah. Yes. Dasani!
I love it.
It's a me. Dasani.
It's a me. I'm going to assassinate you.
We're all doing Italian voice right now.
We sure are.
All right. We're getting canceled in, 7 years?
Yeah. This will catch up to us eventually. Yeah. But not now.
I would say my actual closing thoughts is it's very... I'd be very intimidated to email a podcast and have them read my opinions on air and then either agree or disagree with it. So everyone who emailed, or whether we agreed or not, very brave people.
And again,
thank you.
opinions@unpops.com. Send us yours. Yeah. We'll read them on future episodes.
Tell us your opinion of this episode.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my opinion of this episode.
It's lit.
Oh, I was actually ready for it that time.
Even though I did kind of flip out about anecdotal evidence and say, you know, that it's responsible for people's deaths, which it is. I don't mean to attack the people who put that out there. I appreciate them. I'm glad we have content.
Content is king.
They're valuable. I'm glad we have their content. Again, that's the most autistic reply you could have. I'm grateful for you as a human being providing me content. Thank you. It's like I'm like a hummingbird sucking the nutrients out of the flower. Let's get this sweet,
Laura,
sexy content.
Here's a chart. Look on the chart. How do you feel about this episode?
It's this face. This is the
show us where
face.
This episode hurt you.
They should have autism dolls.
Right here,
right
my
in the heart. Right in the heart.
Right in my heart.
Straight to
right
the heart is Ronnie James.
Tell me on Robert
saying.
Where your emotions touched you. Robert the doll.
Yeah.
Robert the doll out there.
He's spooky.
I still got to do it. Like, I'll have to do it. I've never done like a studio tour, like on Instagram or anything.
Ooh.
This is the most anyone has seen of the studio.
Isn't this it?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's like the out there parts.
Yeah, there's the lounge.
It's a fucking kitchen, a bathroom.
Have you not seen the pool yet? It's great.
Yeah.
I saw the lawn furniture in the driveway. Yeah,
the unpops jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The grotto.
There is a grotto.
Le grotto.
It is right behind that air conditioner outside.
Yep.
It's very steamy. What do we have to plug before we get out of here? Patreon.com/unpops. You can get a bunch of bonus episodes. We're doing launching soon a new Patreon only bonus episode of Unpopular Opinion called the Burner Phone Show.
Ooh.
Where you get to just call me.
Oh, right. You're talking about this.
I'm going to hit record on the mixer, I'm going to tweet out a phone number that will be active for about 2 hours, and you can just call me. And if you got a fucking problem with something we're doing on this network, we can chop it up.
Chop it up, bitch.
Live on the air. And when I say live, I mean I'll record it and then edit that shit and put it out later.
And by chop it up, I mean both of you have to be doing blow.
Yeah. We both need to be super duper coked up. And you can get ListCast is coming back soon as a bonus podcast. Unpops every day. It's a bonus episode. And that's just the bonus episodes of this podcast. We do the Conspiracy the Show bonus episodes, which I co-host with Fizza and Laura and Olivia Hydar, who's not here.
Shout out.
I'm going to be touring next year, so look out for that.
Ooh.
And I think I'm going to try and write a book in 2020.
I'm going to write a pamphlet.
Yeah, I'm going to start a newsletter.
I'm going to tweet.
AI and you.
I should start this a fucking newsletter. This is a robot
stabbing newsletter's not chest. Bad.
I'm going to get a tattoo in my lip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to have it say?
I don't know yet.
Lip. Inner lip. This
just have it say TBD. To be determined.
Just say this is a politicizing act.
Yeah.
I'm politicizing my mouth.
And I kind of want to get a tramp stamp on my tramp stamp area.
Ooh, a double down? Yeah. You want a double down on a tramp stamp?
I didn't do that in the
get a KFC double down?
Get an actual stamp.
Yeah, I want
like
to say tramp.
Like a postage stamp.
Oh, a stamp.
I with a picture of a famous tramp on it.
Like the lady, the one from The Lady and the?
Yes.
Okay.
That's I want to get, like a postage stamp that has the band Super Tramp on it.
Oh, nice.
So it's a Super Tramp stamp.
And of course, I'm going to get the little tramp himself, Charlie Chaplin, and his Hitler mustache tattooed, like Steve-O on my back.
I think he had it first before.
No,
Hitler.
Steve-O
had it
Hitler,
first, yeah.
Hitler had a Charlie Chaplin mustache. Let's look at history from that angle.
And right. Michael Jordan also had a Charlie Chaplin mustache. No, he still had a Hitler mustache.
Fizza, what do you have to plug?
Oh my God, fizzadosani.com, fizzadosani.com
It's lit!
/ it's lit.
Yeah, it's lit, man, it's lit. Okay, at fizzadosani, same spelling, and then at facial, I already threw out all the facial recognition comedy stuff.
Yeah, go to that.
/ what was the?
Therapy.
Therapy.
Laura Crawford, what do you have to plug?
Crawford Comic on Instagram and Twitter, and my new homepage, which is Kevin Anderson's Hemorrhoid at geocities.co.
Hell yeah.
.shop.co/UK.
It's a little niche, but you know,
/gov.
You gotta.
.edu.
.org.
.edu.
/sexy.
Connor is more feminine than Laura. That is true. He does have a softer visage than I do.
Teradicta. I like that. We did just pull. That's a great thing to pull up the chat when we're trying to plug.
Yeah. Kevin, what do you have to plug?
I'm starting a GoFundMe to renew my Squarespace site. That's a joke, but I might actually do that. Other than that, listen to the Bleak and Review podcast. Bleak and Review Campus.
Oh, my God. Donna's hilarious. She's like, there's millions of bacteria in the toilet. We're never alone.
That's true. Bleak and Review podcast right here on the Unpops Network at KB Anderson. Yo, to follow me on social media and go read my articles on bunnyears.com.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Kevin, say goodbye. Blah. Laura, say goodbye.
Oh, Fizza's in.
Fizza, say goodbye.
Excuse me.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Yeah.
Bring a blood object to Bristol Street. Bring a blood object to Bristol Street.